Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Hello, everybody. It's a little bit after or before the half hour. We've had just a little bit of technical issues.
Challenges, just like you said, life's challenges.
Life's challenges. So, you know, you come on the show, you tune into the show, it's about life's journey, and guess what? Some days...
the challenge getting things all set up.
We're a little bit more challenged than others. So we're on, and...
And we're going to talk about the challenge.
We're going to talk about the challenges.
Yeah, the challenges
Paul,
bullying for at-risk, for special needs teens.
Speaking of challenges.
Yes.
So he always challenges me. Are we going to get off this thing? He always challenges me about how we're going to basically do this little riff in the beginning of the show and how we're going to tie it to the topic, right?
Exactly.
And usually he lets me make the tie-in, but today he would not.
We're short of time. Right. I had to cut right to it.
Okay, fine. So I'm long-winded. I appreciate that. All right. So since you've had a little bit more time to enjoy the company of these ladies.
Yes.
Okay. And we want to talk about challenges. Do you want to introduce them?
I would, because I think it's a fascinating story that needs to be told here. And we've got Janet DePerry, and we've got Izzy Montoya, and they started something called Bead Kind Always. And the whole idea is she's trying to get up and move her camera here and as we're doing all this stuff here. And the idea is we can hold one of these up, and if I can get it in front of the camera here, there it is.
Here. So they were very kind to basically bring us some. And what is the material, ladies? What is this?
Lava beads.
Lava beads. And if I don't know if you can see it in the camera because we're a little bit far away, but most of it is this dark black lava bead. And then there's two small blue lava beads and a small little tassel, blue.
Right.
And what does that blue symbolize, Janet?
Anti-bullying.
Anti-bullying.
We got to get Janet really close.
Yeah.
Really close.
Okay.
All right, so I'll let Janet tell the story a little more in depth, but the whole idea was that Izzy suffers from cerebral palsy, has difficult speaking, a beautiful young lady that has a...
She's sort of on camera. You guys see her. You can see her on our feeds. By the way, if anybody's listening to us, which happens on occasion, you know, if you're listening, it falls like everybody listens to us. Okay, stop undermining the show. So, people who do listen, yes, and they do, they listen. They don't pay attention to what we say, but they listen. Okay, you can catch us on the Facebook page for OC Talk Radio or on the YouTube of OC Talk Radio. We're also on audio on octalkradio.net by clicking the Listen Live button, and then also Janet's feeding it on her Facebook page, our personal Facebook page.
Correct.
So, and I'm very, very, very impressed that she has so many people liking her stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody likes my stuff like this.
So, the story that Janet told me, I'll let her go into more depth because we're short of time here today, Izzy, she saw, you knew her mother or something somehow here? You knew the family? Is that it, Janet?
She's my granddaughter.
She's your granddaughter. Okay.
Yes. And Paul, the investigative reporter.
Right. I didn't know that. And so, one day, so you're asking why that she's telling you how Izzy is walking the track alone at school, and you're saying, why? And she's saying, because she's being bullied. She's being bullied because of her disability, because of her cerebral palsy and the difficulty she has speaking.
How old is Izzy? I mean, how old are you, Izzy?
13.
You're 13. Okay, and was this a new school, or is it just school you've been, which, do we want to say which school?
No, we don't want to identify where, right. So.
Dang, you take the fun out of everything.
Yes.
Okay, but, all right, so how, this has been something that you have dealt with for a long time?
Yes.
For your whole life, yeah.
Your whole life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what was the catalyst? Like, what made this happen at the age at now? I mean, how long is
I think that story, and Janet heard that story, and so we got to do something about this.
Yeah, so I basically asked why she was walking the track, and her mom said she doesn't want to eat alone.
Mm.
And when she does, sometimes she's bullied because she looks like a normal child.
Sure.
And she just has speech issues.
Yeah.
And so people make fun of her because she doesn't speak like a normal child. And so it really...
Yeah, we can be pretty mean.
Yeah. It disturbed me, and I left and cried, and... I'm a big meditator and prayer person, and so during my meditation and prayers that evening, I said, use me as mm-hmm. a catalyst to help in this some way,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, this bead company, Be Kind Always, just popped in within 24 hours.
And the idea is to bring awareness to
correct.
This, right? Right.
Yes.
The situation that there are many Izzy's in the world out there,
correct.
And the story I showed, I'll share again real quickly, is my own daughter's journey. My own daughter was born in Mexico in a little village that had no paved roads, horrible life, brought to America illegally, smuggled in, basically sold as a slave for somebody that could needed help, domestic help, and was beat up. And they sent her to school, and she had broken ribs, and so she fell into foster care, and we adopted her. So now we bring her down into South Orange County where we live. She can't speak English, hardly. She doesn't know Spanish very well. She can't read or write Dick or Jane stories. She can't add two and two. She doesn't know anything. She's a wild child. She's been locked in the house and never went to school. So she similarly was bullied. She similarly found herself unable to make friends. And because nobody could look past the fact of who she was and where she came from, and that she didn't know anything, nothing.
I know I'm going to digress for a second here, and I'm probably a little bit more political than I wanted to today, but it's fascinating the timing of this.
Yeah.
That we basically discriminate against people for a multitude of reasons, okay, and special needs. And this is something that, you know, just beautiful lady that's sitting next to me here that basically has a speech impediment, basically. She has a speech issue, and it's not lack of understanding, it's just the ability to speak, right? Vocalize. And today, we basically had a situation where we're revising the immigration policies, and the thing that they kept harping on is that people speak English. People speak English. People speak English. That is a necessity for this, you know, kind of merit-based thing. We are rewarding people based on merit, based on certain things. And yet here's
and excluding people if they have disabilities.
We don't
want anybody with a disability in this country. We only want the perfect people from our world. We're going to cherry pick.
I don't mean to segue into that, but I think it's sad that we discriminate.
I'll tell you what,
so easily
even more, and I don't want to delve into Trump because we can easily spend the whole time me angrily talking about Trump.
Yes, he can.
But he's making bullying okay again. He bullies his own people. He bullies his own staff.
So let's not talk about specifically that. But there is definitely a climate, would you all agree that there's a climate in the country now that almost
likes bullying?
Equal, you know, it makes it okay.
Yes,
it's powerful to bully.
I'm trying to be kind here.
No, yeah. And it's interesting because I have some friends he's a DJ, and he said to me, "So what are you going to say?" And I said, "Well, you know, one of my issues right now is how do you teach children not to bully when we have a president that clearly bullies everyone?
Yeah,
right.
Bullies his opponents, his own staff, his everybody,
attorney general,
other
you name it,
other ethnicities,
presidents,
yeah.
and
right.
things like that." And they said, "Don't say that. You can't possibly say that on radio." And I was just like,
"Absolutely. You know what? I'll even lend a couple of words additional to that. This is a trend." That has been perpetuated in citizen. I don't know whether it was purposely or not, but we have actually had a trend of about over a decade, okay, where it's okay to actually marginalize and discriminate against people for a multitude of things, whether they're legitimate or otherwise. I woke up this morning and I don't like the color red, and somebody is wearing the color red, and I'm going to basically lambast and use social media or whatever to make it okay.
Right.
And then everybody who thinks I'm an influencer basically comes along for the ride.
Right.
So how do you actually break through that? Because we have an opportunity with kids. We have an
right.
opportunity with teens.
First, you have to call it out.
So, yes. So,
for sure.
So let's
right.
talk about bullying just in general.
Sure.
And then let's talk about...
Which is an epidemic in this country. Even the president's wife, that supposedly is her priority to be
even
anti-bullying.
Even the people bullying are anti-bullying.
Yeah, I mean, that's the irony. That's for her cause, and there's some suspicion, she's denied it, that her son has...
I think he has some Asperger's or something.
Yeah, he has
for
some...
Sure.
And they deny it.
We had a city council member from a city down south that basically accused everybody who was fighting against the toll road as being bullies. Okay,
no,
and in doing that, he called us names. So I found it very interesting that the bully basically was calling out people on being bullied.
So it isn't just the president is a symptom. He's not the source of all this. He is a symptom of society that loves to push people around. I'm strong. You're weak. I'm good. You're bad. I'm normal. I'm regular. Us and them.
Us and them.
And I think it's even worse because of social media.
See, Janet's smiling. She didn't realize she was going to get this on the radio show.
Because you can do this anonymously through social media. So let's go back to Izzy's story. In addition to bullying you in person.
Well, but is there an agreed-upon definition for bullying? I mean, is there a basic definition that somebody says, okay, this behavior, how do you recognize bullying? I mean, let's just start with that.
It's being mean for no reason. And that's why it's the name of the company is Be Kind Always.
Right.
It's about not being kind to other human beings.
Right.
The opposite of what people do. The kindness isn't a virtue we cherish and honor and hold up.
So what do you say to somebody? I'm playing devil's advocate here, Jack.
Sure.
Okay. What do you say to somebody? Oh, I was just kidding. Oh, I was just being mean. What do you say to that? Because I personally think it's more than just meanness.
Don't you have to just tolerate it? Isn't that what it's about? Life is about tolerating. I mean, if someone says to me, "Oh, your hair looks like crap." Well, my hair always looks like crap, frankly, and I just blow it off.
We got to get you to talk into the mic here.
We just expand it. So it's not what I was trying to get us to is it's not just being mean. Because, again, mean in its way is subjective. It's actually having a lack of tolerance. It's not being able to allow that thing, that person, that trait that is different from what you perceive to be normalized.
Normal. Right.
Okay? So it's not, and I'll add even more, it's not just an in passing thing because people go, oh, well, you know, everybody I'm around basically thinks this way.
Yeah.
No, you take personal accountability, which we have a lack of in this country. It's meanness. It is lack of tolerance. It's actually premeditated thinking. It's not subconscious. Because at some point, at some age, you are now responsible for your own behavior. You can't say that, well, this is how I grew up. It's a nature or nurture situation.
Right.
So I agree with your message. Be kind always. But that is an action that you have to consciously take.
And you know what? The test is so simple. How would you feel if you were in their shoes? You say it's. We were just joking. We were just kidding. So I'd like to hear from Izzy. We're telling her story for her, and I understand you have difficulty speaking, so that's okay. What did you experience, and was it just during school, or did it continue on social media? Because that's what we're hearing. Social media amplifies it and continues it all day long.
They were doing it at school.
At school, all right. And what would they do? Just make fun of the way you talked?
Yes.
They imitate you or mock you or whatever or something, or they would just stay away from you?
No, you can't. Being mean.
Being mean. And so what, did you ever try and talk to them? I know it's difficult to speak. Did you ever try and say, hey, I'm just like you, except I have trouble talking?
Yeah.
Did you ever try and communicate, or is that just too hard to do?
It's just too hard for her, and that's one of the issues. Is she looks normal, and
so the expectation.
I hate the name of look normal. I don't see you and know that you're going to have trouble speaking.
Nobody would ever confuse that you are normal.
Correct.
Right,
Paul.
Yeah.
No, I'm not normal.
No, we already.
I don't want to be normal.
Nobody. Let me just say that maybe Izzy is normal, but everybody else in this room, I'm getting a sense, is not normal. So
no.
But as with my daughter, you couldn't walk up and instantly know what she was going to sound like. So when she started talking, that's when you discovered that she didn't. She had a heavy accent, and she knew so little about everything here. So when people start talking to you, they hear that you have trouble talking. So how
do you communicate that frustration?
Yeah.
Or do you just internalize it?
I was going to say to talk.
You try to communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, so if when people are not understanding, but let's say they have an interest in understanding, right?
Yeah.
Do you just continue to vocally communicate with them? Do you try to write it down maybe? Is it something that at some point gets so frustrating that you just give up on it? I'm trying to understand.
She gives up.
Yeah.
She gives up.
Yeah.
Because it's too hard.
And that's when I'm walking the track on my own rather than being that. Yeah.
This is
a lady, a young lady at the age of 13. I mean, you're about as old as I think you and my nephew are actually about the same age. And so What does the school, I mean, this is not something that's just happened overnight. What does the school do? Are the schools prepared to deal with stuff like that?
They are on some level, but not on a level that I would like them to be
okay, so
prepared
what,
on.
So what do they do, and what would you like to see them do?
So you're probably in special needs classes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right,
yes.
So the teacher will work with you one-on-one. You get more individualized
attention.
Help.
Correct.
Right. Yes. And that's what I thought was fantastic when my daughter got into that. But outside of the classroom, in that little world that you live in, where everybody has a disability, everybody has something that makes them need extra attention, extra help, outside of that is the problem when you walk out into the rest of the world.
Yes.
Right. Because in that world, you must have friends and people accept you, and they all have difficulties and their own problems or something. My daughter said she never knew there were so many difficulties and disabilities in the world. There were people there that were banging their heads against the wall, literally. There were people that couldn't speak. There were people that were simply dyslexic and couldn't read or whatever.
So when you saw Izzy going through this, and you felt the need to do something, and you got the idea of doing Beat Kind Always, what happened after that?
I started the company.
Okay.
Izzy makes these bracelets, hemp bracelets.
Okay.
These are $5, and I make these. We actually have someone helping us now because they were just taking too long.
Yeah.
But that's sweet. So you both actually have... Let me hold both of them up. Let me have the other one, too. So you actually both have, like, individual... bracelets within the company. That's actually very cool. So here's Grandma's and here's Izzy's. That's very cool. Okay, well, I'm going to have two, actually.
And were you gifted at doing this? I couldn't put a bunch of beads together. Izzy, do you know how to make beads?
Well,
where do
she
you know
does
to?
Now. We took videos off of the internet, off
Thank
of
you.
YouTube.
How to make beads.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's exactly what we did. And it was interesting because I just launched the company really quickly.
When did you launch, Janet?
Probably a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, that quickly. Okay.
Yeah, and we've sold over 300 bracelets.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and within that time.
Give the website.
Give the website, yeah.
The website is BEAD, kindalways.com.
And I think don't you have a GoFundMe account?
I have a GoFundMe account, but
nobody's going to fund you.
how do they find it?
That's
GoFundMe.
A good question. I don't even know.
I mean, do they go to GoFundMe and then they look for Beat Kind Always?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So again, there's a GoFundMe account as well. Thank you, Izzy. If it's not linked to the website, you might want to link it to the website.
Yeah.
But there's a GoFundMe account, so you can give to this effort. You could also buy the bracelets. You can find out more information at Bead Kind Always, BEAD.
Yeah.
So B and then emphasize BeadKindAlways.com.
Right.
And what difference has it made?
Well, I think it's just awareness.
It's awareness raising.
I have people all over the country, as a matter of fact, purchasing these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because I'm trying to set up advocacy groups here. My first meeting is next week with different parents. I think it all stems from the parents, you know. And
well, absolutely, as influences in your children's lives.
And what would you like to see them do? We're coming down to about only 5 or 6 minutes left.
Oh, sure. The advocacy group go into each school, middle and high school.
Middle's the worst, yeah.
Oh, yes, and that's what she's in.
Isn't that the truth? Middle's can people accept you when you're sick? My grandson's 3. He wouldn't care. He'd play with you just like he'd play with everybody else. If you couldn't talk, he'd just run the toy around.
You see, middle school, I think, is when you're starting to formulate those
middle school,
like
horrible
beginnings of long-held,
associations
and because things.
Here's the truth.
You're right. The parents are very important.
Everybody in middle school, this is what we found out, and this is what I felt when I was in middle school. Everybody feels weird and strange.
Yeah.
And so they try and cover that up by joining a group, by protecting themselves in a herd.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I feel just as strange as the next kid does.
Yeah.
So I turn it around on you so nobody look at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do in middle school because they're not confident in and of themselves, right?
So I think your timing is very interesting. I mean, yes, it's something that, Izzy, you've been dealing with for a long time.
And I think Izzy was going to say something and you cut her off.
Sorry.
So go ahead. You were going to say something about being in middle school.
When I first went to middle school,
right?
I couldn't really make friends because some kids are bullying.
Yeah,
right.
mean.
Was it different when you were in elementary school, when you were in third grade or second grade? Was it easier or different?
Yes.
It was easier. Kids were more accepting at that age.
Yeah, my grandson wouldn't care. He's three. You run a truck around the floor, he'd be your best friend.
But
yeah.
Again, I think it stems down to, and I think you probably pick up a lot of that at home or wherever your influencers are in your life. But as you get a little older, you start becoming aware of that you should be afraid and worried of things that you don't understand.
Anything
and
then
you
different.
Start reacting to it in
right.
this way. Which
but
is,
why?
Which,
where do
which
we
is
teach
really,
kids?
Which is yeah. really interesting that this isn't something that you are born with.
Right.
That this is something you pick up along the way.
Right.
So what people say, oh, you have to teach people. No, no. We already know how to not behave.
Correct.
And then we pick up these behavioral patterns somewhere along the
That's
way.
That's interesting. So, because, yeah, I don't see little kids. My grandson isn't naturally mean to anybody.
They learn this.
It's a learned behavior.
You know,
it's
they
learn it.
And I've said this before just from a fresh perspective, like for creativity. I've been faced by people that say, well, how do you be creative? Right, and that they're in their 40s and 50s, and I'm like,
you
well,
already knew.
Well,
you once knew.
I once asked. I said, you know, how many people in this classroom are actually in their 40s and doing an MBA program are consider themselves creative? And like one hand went up. And then I said, well, if I had asked the same question when you guys were like, you
Three.
Know, in kindergarten or something, how many hands went up? And they themselves knew that. You know, all the hands pretty much in the classroom.
Everybody's
went
up. Creative at kindergarten. You
right.
think you are? Right.
So,
only
so
later
so it's
you find out.
It's funny that we are not born being mean.
So what would you, if you have the time right now, you have a voice that those other kids don't. Those other kids aren't on the radio.
Yeah. And a mic.
And a
camera.
You got power over them right now, the whole
and
world.
Facebook.
And Facebook. Right. What would you like to say to all those kids and their parents who think they're just being funny or who think they're doing, they don't think of what it does to you. They just think it makes them look cool or funny in front
right.
of their friends. Here.
Mm.
What would you say?
I would say, Can you please stop it?
Okay.
And be nice to all the kids in the school.
Mm-hmm. I'll go one further. I'll give you one other thing to say to them. I used to say this to my daughter. Imagine if you were me. None of the kids think of walking in your shoes.
Mm.
And I say this is given. I'm sure this has been very difficult for you. I'm not going to diminish this. But the fact that you're here smiling mm-hmm. and talking about it, you're stronger than all those kids.
Yeah.
My daughter, I used to say, drop most kids off in Mexico, reverse it, and you can't speak Spanish, and you're beat up, and nobody, never have a friend, no, all these horrible things that
total
happened to
nightmare.
Her. Total nightmare. And survive.
Yeah.
Okay? And the fact that she was still happy and a good person after all that, she wasn't mean, she wasn't herself, she wasn't mad at the world.
You know,
you should be mad at the world right now.
Yeah.
Right? You're not.
No.
Doesn't look like you are.
No, I don't get that.
You could be. Many people are.
But we shouldn't be putting... We really shouldn't. I understand it's a human nature and this is the oldest time. But we really shouldn't be putting people in a position where they have to build a strength based on that kind of experience.
I agree.
We shouldn't, but we have to.
Right.
Have
so
to.
We have to address
have
it.
To.
We have to raise awareness.
And I'm just trying to say that out of this situation, which has been hard and mean and horrible... I'm seeing a girl that is positive and happy and kind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what she's surrounded by. You are what you okay. are yeah. surrounded by.
So this, in many ways, yeah. you know, you don't ever diminish your own strength. Yeah. Most kids, many kids, if they were put in your shoes suddenly, if like in the movies, we could make you change bodies here, yeah. right?
That would be cool.
I don't know how they would, if they would react as
pick.
Kind and positive
exactly.
and happy as you are. Many of them would be mad. Many of them would be angry. Many of them would be upset.
So what are your plans? I mean, you just launched this thing a month
yeah,
ago.
Where do you think it goes?
Yeah.
I know I'm asking probably prematurely, what are your plans?
Hopefully we get an advocate in every single school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it'll be, let's say, in middle school an eighth grader
mm-hmm.
who will go out there and organize friends to have lunch with these kids
mm-hmm.
and just befriend them. That's all.
So I'm not going to ask you which school it is, but I'll ask you which school district it's in.
It's in Orange County.
Not the county. What school district is it?
Oh, Capo.
It's in Capo Unified?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. I know at least one person, I believe two of the people, maybe three even, I'd have to look, that are on the board of trustees for Capo.
Love you.
That'll help. Right?
and well, no, because I think schools are conscious and really want to do the right thing when it comes to bullying.
Yeah.
But we are talking about bullying, but then we're also talking about a specific part of the community that is special needs.
Right.
They're aware about needs for special needs, but we need to connect the two things together for them in a manner that they can champion.
Yeah. Can I ask you another hard question with a couple minutes left?
I will do what I can to actually put you guys in touch with them.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you one more hard question before we have to go. And I debated this with my own daughter. My daughter was able to get into special needs classes, not because of anything she was born with, but because of the life circumstances she had lived for 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. Others like you have a physical impediment, a problem that you're trying to, you need help with, right? Not mm-hmm. a problem, a difficulty. Sure. Difficulty, okay?
Sure.
And I wondered and agonized over, when I was a kid, special needs kids were separated. Totally different schools, never had to interface with the rest of the kids so they wouldn't be bullied. So nobody would ever laugh at them or make fun of them or whatever. Most of the schools today, the special needs kids are integrated, so they have separate classes, but they're on the same campus. So you do have lunch together.
So
you
what's
do
the question
see each
about?
Other. Is that good or bad? Is it good? I can see the benefit of exposing the whole world to this, but I can see it throws you into potential bullying. So would it be better if you were just in a separate campus, or should special needs kids not be locked
be part
away?
Of the bigger
right.
student body?
I like to make friends and stay in the
whole community.
Yeah,
the whole world. Don't. We had somebody come in and talk about children with Down syndrome and others, and how once they graduate from school, there's nothing to do. So there are community groups out there trying to get them jobs, and there are jobs they can perform. And they had some people here from Trader Joe's, and they use them as baggers. People who have
Down
syndrome.
I think what you're saying, Paul, is basically for somebody who is actually dealing with a challenge.
Should we protect you and isolate you, or self-segregate you,
or basically be part of the population? I think you kind of answered your own question. Nobody
yes.
wants to be apart from the world around them.
But we want to protect you. We don't want you to be bullied.
And to be honest, I understand that if that is what they would like, that we basically should honor that. But it's a little bit of a kind of a defeatist attitude when we take that approach. We're going to basically make the problem a little bit less for everybody's comfort level to deal with by putting it out of sight, out of mind. Haven't we grown past that as a race, as a country?
This whole show talks. We have seniors who are locked away right now.
Yeah, shut-in seniors. I mean, it's sort of the same.
That are taken out of society because they stutter or stumble or have Parkinson's.
Yeah, what's the difference between somebody who right. basically has a and how society deals with it so differently? You have a beautiful lady right here that has basically a challenge with her speaking, and then you have a senior, for example. It could be my mom. Could be anybody's
mom,
dad, right?
Who had
that
Parkinson's
basically has a stroke or has Bell's palsy.
Right.
Right? And basically have their faces paralyzed and they have a hard time or
right.
somebody has a brain aneurysm and has to be re-educated in how they speak. I mean, I had a gentleman that was very verbose. That was a friend of mine in college. He graduated college. He was engaged, actually, to who ended up being his wife, but he was in the process of being engaged, and he had a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from this very oratory person to having to learn how to speak again.
Right.
Wow.
And yet we are very sympathetic to people that go through that, but then we are mean and look at people as being different mm-hmm. when it's in this situation. It really is a big... I mean, this is a larger topic. I appreciate you guys coming in here and putting both a face and actually a focus on this specifically when it comes to special needs. But I think the bigger issue is just be kind always to each other.
And be open.
And be open and tolerant.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything.
So from your standpoint,
it may challenge your comfort level, but it doesn't cost you anything.
You're not looking to... you're not looking for people to protect you and take you out of these situations. You're hoping that you can change those situations so everybody can be part of the conversation.
Yes.
Thank you for being part of our conversation.
You know, I will repeat, I will do whatever I can to actually try to get you guys in connection, if not be involved even more with some of the trustees on the school district. Because I think, again, it's an issue of spending time with Izzy or somebody that's challenged in her way and having the student body bringing them in and having them spend that time. Because once you spend that time, that worry, that fear, that the unknown is gone. And at that point, it becomes harder to actually hold on to a discriminatory way.
Once you know somebody, all those things disappear.
Yeah, once the known becomes known, the worry, the fear, the basis of needing to protect yourself by discriminating is gone.
And I honor you deeply, as I did my daughter, for talking about this, for willing to come in and talk in a medium where talking is the most important thing we do, right? And that's the most difficult thing for you to do.
And brave, yes.
So thank you for coming in and doing that. And how do people get in touch with you and help you if they want to support this cause or start this conversation in their school? Give us some websites or phone numbers here.
Websites, beadkindalways.com. You can also email us from that site to info@beadkind.com.
And that's B-E-A-D.
And I will get back to you as soon as possible.
I'd like to see this chapters formed. I'd like to see groups on campus. I'd like to see kids get involved and reach out.
I think he just volunteered, Janet.
You think he did?
I think maybe. He just volunteered. So I think
Wait, where's Paul? Oh, Paul's card.
Yeah, there's his card right here. Oh. His card. He just volunteered. Just put his hand
Paul
up.
Paul Roberts.
Yep. There you go. All right.
And I really want to personally thank you guys.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for allowing us to come on.
my pleasure. I mean, honestly, to be able to have this platform and to be able to use it for something like this, to raise awareness on something like this, you guys are very sweet. Thank you for agreeing to be on the show.
And any final word? The final word, as they say on the show, goes to Izzy.
Izzy, what's your final word?
Because Izzy, I get the feeling people won't listen long enough as you try and explain something here. So we'll give you the mic and whatever time you need. Tell us whatever's on your mind. What would you like to say to people, other than be nice, yes, and be kind?
I would say that all the kids need to be themselves and be who they are.
Wow. That's the difficult thing in middle school, to find out, because you don't know who you are.
You can be 50, and that's a very scary thing sometimes.
Oh,
so
I'm
that's really great advice. Thank you guys.
You figured that out already and you're 13? I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm 61 here.
Yeah, well, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time
talk
to
about
deal
my
with
problems.
Your challenges.
Oh, good. My phone just died.
Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime. So
hey, thanks.
To be back.
And
we'll stay in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And join us everybody next week. I might have a guest host filling in for me next week. And Paul's looking at me like, you didn't tell me any of this.
What?
Right? Because I might actually take a little time off escape my challenges. I'm
going
to go see family in Maryland
for
about a week. So anyway, but you can always reach us at the Rad Life, R-A-A-D, Life, on Facebook. You can always email me at rad@gantus@gmail.com. Or call me at 949-212-8299. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Paul, for
sharing also personally. I don't thank him enough for bringing his own personal stories.
Well, somebody of these touched me
he's
in my own way.
He's the coolest guy. He's
pretty cool. If I can only just get him out of cargo pants. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gantos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.